Thank you, boys, thank you. Howdy, friends, how are y'all? Yes, sir, here it is again, the old Woods Rider, Yellow Elliot and the Knothead, sitting here under the old pine tree, and we're going to play a few tunes for you, and we got a few things we want to talk over with you about the woods and first one thing and another. So just pull up a chair and make yourself comfortable there, and we'll do our best to amuse you, play for you. Here we go with the first tune. It features Bob Henderson, the fiddle player here. And he's going to do a hold down. And Charlie, if you let me have that bass fiddle, I'll do my best to play some of it. Bob Henderson's going to do a little thing called Sally Gooden. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. There it was, friend. A little thing called Sally Gooden. Whew. You think I'm out of wind, don't you? Well, I ain't the wind out of me. You know, friends, this business of tree planting, that's, I wanted to talk over that situation with you, this tree planting. Now, there's a lot of people that are really interested in planting trees. The state nurses are really hard-pressed to supply all the tree demands. The little trees for the people that's wanting them. Now, there's one thing of planting trees, but another thing just as important is to protect them and keep them going until they get up where they can kind of take care of themselves. And so grazing won't hurt them and other things, for example. But fire, that's the thing. Now, that's the bad thing. That's the enemy, fire. Now, there was a lumber company. I know of a lumber company that is doing a lot of good planting in one part of the state. And there's another company. It had a lot of land that really needed tree planting, but they wasn't doing any planting. So I asked the woods boss why. How come they wasn't planting? And he told me that his company, along with a lot of others, that owners in that section, they was afraid to plant little trees because they were still having so many fires. For some reason or other that he didn't know why, they just was afraid to plant. Now, ain't that something? One section of the state was getting good money for pulpwood, paying good wages. Everybody was working, plenty of jobs, and they was really planting trees on their land and building it up. And right over there in the other section, well, it's a shame, ain't it? Don't you agree with me? Yes, sir, I do. I expect we better sing a song here. In fact, Ray Parker, that is. Ray's going to sing a pretty tune here. Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way.
Lovers always do. So put your little hand in mine. I'll buy you a diamond ring so fine. Then I'll build a bungalow for two. Closer, a little closer. Well, there ain't no use to stay so far away. Your heart is beating fast. You know I'm gonna win at last.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you. I think that is mighty nicely done there, buddy. Yes, sir. You know, friend, I just standing over there thinking. Here a while back, a friend of mine, Jim Langford, he's a farm forester, and some folks call him service foresters. Well, me and him went out to a school, little school out in the country, and Jim gave them kids a mighty nice talk on trees and what they meant in terms of money and protection and the land from all that erosion and everything. You know what all it meant, the shelter for the stock and all that sort of stuff. Well, at the end of Jim's talk, when he got through there, just before he got through, rather, he reached in his pocket and he pulled out a real little live tree, a little bitty pine tree. I didn't even know he had it in his pocket, but he did. He had a real little live tree, and he held it up high there where all the kids could see it. Nice little seedling there, I guess about 3 inches high. Now, that's mighty small, ain't it? But that's what he had in his pocket. And he held it up high, and he said to them kids, and he said, "Boys and girls, this little tree belongs to you. It don't matter whose land it grows on, and it'll mean real money to you if you protect it from fire." And I thought that meant a whole lot. That was covering a lot of territory, and it had a lot of meaning to it. And did you ever stop to think of that, friend? You can go into a section of the country where they have lots of timberland, and everybody's working, and there's a lot of jobs and everybody's on the payroll, and that means a whole lot. Just stop and think a minute what that meant. I think Jim had something there. And there was one little feller in the crowd there, one little feller in school. He carried Jim's story home with him to his father, and he told the whole story, and it was a gospel, because this boy's father told Jim what happened, and Jim told me to pass it on to you friends out there. And, oh yeah, where was I now? Oh yes. Now this little boy's daddy, he didn't impress too easily. He came from a long line of folks who believed it right and proper to burn the woods and all that sort of thing. And might do some good by killing boll weevils and snakes and ticks and rats and all that sort of thing. Now can you imagine that? Well, anyway, he believed in these things, you know. And this man told his little boy, he said, that any fire he set out wouldn't hurt nothing, that it wouldn't hurt anything. And that his father ahead of him burned, and that his grandfather burned, and his great-grandfather burned, and he figured he ought to burn too. Well, I'm laughing, friends, but it's really not funny. It's funny in a way, but another way it's not funny. Now, they burned the same land many, many years before him. Well, in a few days, the time was right. So this man strung fire across one side of his woods along the edge there and started it to burn. But when the youngster come home from school, he run out there and looked the situation over right quick, and he run out there ahead of the fire and scrambled around there and dug in the grass, and his daddy was standing over there looking at him, and he dug around in the grass a few minutes and fooled around, and directly he got up and stood up, kind of had a smile on his face. And he went over to where his daddy was, went right straight over to his daddy. And he still had this grin on his face. And he told his daddy, he says, "Daddy," said, "that fire may not hurt the big trees too much. And they're your trees. But in that grass is hiding these little trees that someday are going to be my trees. And here's one of them." And he pulled that little tree out of his pocket and showed it to his daddy. Well, I thought that was pretty cute. Really was. That little boy was thinking. That boy had that had impressed what Jim had told him, had impressed on his mind. And right away, his daddy, you know how the kids are. I got some of my own, and they can kind of get next to you. So his daddy got busy and got out there, and they put out the fire. And he stopped the fire from burning. Well, so friends, that little child done something there that me or probably nobody else could have done. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And that broke a bad fire-setting habit of his daddy's. That was something that I guess me or nobody else could have done. I think that was mighty nice, don't you? Here's another tune, and Herman's going to play this and on his little steel guitar. It's a little thing called Cracker Jack. Thank you. Thank you, Herman. Thank you. You know, friends, I just can't get that story out of my mind. The little boy and the little pine tree there. You know, I guess it goes back to the old saying, the child will lead them. You know, that's a funny thing. Sometimes I look at the kids around these schools, and I think how they're being mistreated. Have you ever thought of that? How the grown people will go out and carelessly let fire get out in the woods and burn up all the little trees and things that these kids are going to have to suffer for, that they're going to need after they grow up? Had you ever thought of it along that line? Well, that's something to think of. We've run out of time, friends. Before we go, here's just a little thought for the day I'd like to leave with you. Hidden in the grass are the little trees that can bring forests back on poor land. With protection from fire, they'll grow into cash. Come on now, friends, lend nature a hand. Friends, that takes up all the time we got today, but we'll be back with you. The local announcer will let you know the exact date. Friends, don't forget this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent grass and woods fires. Hallelujah.